so much for it. Now just pray for me. He could have picked a colors big, but out of all of these,
God's children, you know. You know, this is some of his bride. You know, we're all going home one day. I loved that song Jeanette sang in youth. He chose to live in me. You know, that ought to make any of us happy knowing that God chose us, you know. All we got to do is just believe. Believe in Christ. He's the only way. Won't you listen to the words? Lisa sang this song. I believe. Where we get the course they have.
Place for From the body, get praise with the Lord. Amen. The Bible said in Nehemiah 4 and 1, amen, reading through verse number 8, the Bible said, but it came to pass that when Sanballat had heard that we builded the wall, amen, he was wroth and took great indignation, and he mocked the Jews in verse number 2. The Bible said he spake before his brethren and the army of the Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews, will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive these stones out of the heaps, out of the rubbish which are burned? Look at verse number 3. The Bible said, now Tobiah and the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build the wall, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Verse number 4. He said, hear our God, for we are despised, and turn to their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. Verse number 5. The Bible said, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out for before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. Verse number 6. The Bible said, so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people, they had a mind to work. Look at verse number 7. The Bible said, but it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites, they heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, they were very wroth. They were very upset about it, didn't like it. The Bible said in verse number 8, and conspired all of them together to come and fight against Jerusalem to hinder it. Amen. Verse number 9. Is that where we're going? Verse number 8. That's good. Verse number 8. I got carried away. I'm sorry. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, just as I'm how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, that I'll be able, Lord, get over on the holy ground. God, I know, God, that I'm nothing today, but you're everything. And, Lord, how we just thank you so much for your blessings. Lord, like the first song the choir sung this morning, Lord, we truly are blessed. Even in the sunshine and rain, storms or clouds, listen, valleys or mountaintops, Lord, when it's all said and done, and somebody stands upon on us, Lord, the one thing they can really assure, Lord, is I have been blessed. Lord, we ask God your blessings to be upon the reading, Lord, of your word this morning. Bless it, God. Bless our church. Add to it as you see fit. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name, and we humbly pray, amen and amen. A very familiar scripture today. The Bible says here in the book of Nehemiah, listen, and all of you know, My have favorite book of the Bible. I love Nehemiah. We were somewhere the other day, and me and Lisa was coming through at the restaurant or somewhere. And this guy walked by. He looked at me and he said, stay on the wall, preacher. I'd heard that message that I preached in that revival. And I guess maybe I've got one good one out of 1,000. But anyway, I thought about this sermon today, and how important it is. Brother Michael, if we had a message that I want to preach on, and they'd be on this right here. Don't lose focus. Amen. Don't lose focus. Amen. The Bible said we're tossed with every wind and doctrine. Everything in the world that is coming our way. Brother Johnny, to hinder in every way that it can. It is trying its best. Neighbor, today for us to lose our sight. What Brother Junior said. He said he got a bull eyes on heaven. And he's headed that way. Today. That's what the devil don't want to hear. The devil wants you to lose focus of that. Any way he can. The Bible said here that God had laid a task out for Nehemiah. To rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. The city of his homeland had been destroyed by Sanballat. Tobiah and all these other people of the land had tore down the walls. The enemy had come in. Brother Herman had destructed that that God had meant for good. Today. And that's exactly the way the enemy was. And what we need to realize today, every one of us, I have an enemy, amen. Some of us has got 2 or 3, but the devil don't like none of you. He don't like me, he don't like you, and he's out to destroy anything you try to do to build up or work up the Lord Jesus Christ. It's his goal to tear down, to break down. My life, your life, discourage and defeat you in any way he can. That's the same way he was doing. Here in the land that day. The Bible said that God had called Nehemiah to go back. To the land that he grew up in and rebuild those walls. The Bible said that Sanballat and Tobiah and all the others, Brother Herman, they began to make fun of him. They said, look at these feeble, fortified Jews. If they build this wall, they're so weak, the fox would come along and just knock it over. Amen. My friend, he tried to he wasn't going to stop Nehemiah from building the wall. There was just no way that was going to happen. But if he could have got him to just lose focus of that, for just a little while, it's just like this right here. Come here, Brother Gary. I want you to help me this morning. You look so pretty. Amen. I like that shirt. Amen. Amen. I want that. Amen. Not today. If I told Brother Gary, Brother Gary, this is what I want. I'm hunting a quarter. If I told Brother Gary, I got a penny. Amen. That's the Baptist way, ain't it? But anyway, if I told Brother Gary, Brother Gary, I want you to catch this penny. I'm going to throw it to you. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Catch it. You dropped it. You know why you dropped it? Went right along with it. It's because he couldn't stay focused on that penny. See, my friend, that's exactly the way the devil, Brother Coleman, wants to do you and I. He knows that according to the scripture, every one of us have a task. Every one of us has something that God wants us to do. Whether it's to preach, whether it's to sing, whether it's to teach Sunday school, or whether it's just to go to the house of God on Sunday and pray for the preacher. Everybody has a task. Amen. And he called Nehemiah out of task, and he wanted him to go back to Jerusalem and build the wall. My friend, today, if the devil can ever get us just to lose focus for just one moment, I've said it 1,000,000 times, if you ever get him an inch, he'll take a foot. Amen. If you ever give him a foot, he'll take a mile. In other words, today, I believe that's what he's trying. trying his best to do. Neighbor, he can't get my soul. I'm redeemed by love divine. Amen. I'm heaven bound with a hammer down. Amen. There ain't no doubt about it. I believe he could get Jeff Halsey. Amen. I'd have start looking at the things of the world and start looking at this and looking at that. I'm noticing my valleys. I'm noticing my trials. I'm noticing what we're going through. If he could ever get us to lose focus, he'll stop the fight that we're fighting today.
Amen. Good.
He really will. So in other words, today we got to keep our focus on the main thing, being the main thing, right? Amen. See if the devil can ever get us just to lose focus. Amen. I think I told you about this a couple of months ago. I was sitting at the red light right down here. I listened at where Brandon's store, I don't know what you call it now, but those that's been in Rockmart know where Brandon's store was. Hey, man, I was sitting there at the red light, and I looked up, and there was a lady coming down the road behind me, Sister Hazel, and I looked at her, and she had her telephone, and she had it up under, she had it up under the steering wheel like this, and she was driving, and she was just texting away, and I was sitting at that red light looking at her in my mirror, and I thought, hey, man, Brother James, she finna nail me. Hey, man, and she just kept coming, and I thought, well, hey, man, what am I going to do? Sure enough, hey, man, she run right into the back of my truck. Hey, man, my little old, my ball that I got back there, Brother Coleman, I went right through her grill. Hey, man, I started to jump out with my neck and back and call 911, but I didn't do it. I listen, neighbor. Hey, man, that's what we do in today's society. I listen. Hey, man, one call, that's all. You know him. I listen, neighbor, today. Hey, man, but I didn't do it. Hey, man, I looked and I was okay. Hey, man, I got out of the car and she said, I don't know what happened. I said, ma'am, I do. Hey, man, said, it's that telephone you got. I said, but your car's got all the damage. There's nothing done to mine. Hey, man, I said, she said, well, let's just let it go then. Hey, man, I said, we will, but you need to put that phone up. I listen, see, the devil tries to get our attention. He tries to get things to attract our mind. I listen, off the prize, off of what we ought to be doing for God. I listen, he done the same thing to Lot. Our neighbor, when he said, look out, I tore the plains of Sodom and Gomorrah, and look how good it looks. You better go that way. Abraham said, I tell you what, I'm going that way. I listen, I saw another verse today. When the devil tries to cause you to lose focus, I just tell him, I'm going that way. I thank God, I've got my eyes on the prize. Amen. How they laughed at Nehemiah. How they mocked Nehemiah. They tried their best. How to cause him how to lose his focus. That's what the devil will do to you and I. He'll cause us to lose focus. We've got so many going through so much, like Lynn and Amy and their families, and not just theirs, but everybody else that's going through these things in their family lives. And sometimes it's hard to keep focus on the main thing. You know what? Listen, and that's the way the devil loves us to get. But we got to keep focused on the prize at the end. Amen. We got to keep focused on the end result, not the now, not what I'm in right now, not what I'm facing right now. I know it's not easy to do, but we got to remember how there's a better day coming. My focus is not on this world. I'm just a pilgrim passing through. This Bible said life is like a vapor. We're here today and gone tomorrow. Thank God, I've got to keep my focus on something greater than the situation or the surrounding that I'm in at the moment.
Amen.
We've got to keep our focus on something more than the situation or the surrounding that I'm currently in. But see, the devil wants us to cause us to lose focus. Hey man, why am I going through this storm? Why am I in this valley? Why am I the one that can't pay my power bill? Why am I the one that don't have food? Or why am I this one? Why am I struggling with all these things? See what is happening. The devil wants you to lose focus. He wants you to lose focus. See, my friend, as I said a while ago, we all have a task. Every one of us have a task that God's and a calling from God. And the enemy has set out to distract us. He wants to distract us from the main thing being the main thing in our life. Amen. He wants to distract us from the end result of what God has for us. Really, he wants to derail us. Amen. He wants to derail us. We're shouting and singing and praising God. And the devil wants to derail this train. He does that by causing you to lose focus. He does that because he does it to me. He does it to me. Hey, listen, it's hard sometimes to keep my attention on the prize at the end for what I'm going through right now, Sister Michelle. Amen. And that's just like the devil wants us to be. Brother Brian, he wants us to lose focus. He wants us to lose focus. That's what they were doing with Nehemiah. Nehemiah and them the Bible said they all had a mind to work. They had come together. They were building the walls of Jerusalem back. And listen, all the people of the land, all them that were enemies, all them that was against it, they were standing down there laughing at them. They were standing down there mocking them. They were standing down there. Sanballat said, hey, why don't you come over to the plains of Ono? He said, I can't do it. I've got a task to do. Every day. I'm telling you, the enemy's going to laugh at you. The world is going to mock you. But you know what we're going to say? Just give me another brick. Amen. Just give me another brick. Thank God, I'm just going to keep on working. I'm just going to keep on building. I'm just going to keep on laboring. I'm telling you, we just got to stay focused on the eye of the prize. Stay focused. Amen, because the devil wants you to get your eyes off everything else. Does he not? Sometimes we lose our focus and we say, I didn't see that coming. We get our mind on everything else. I was pastoring a church, and I'm going to get in. I got three to go. I'm fixing to get them to them. One time I was pastoring another church, and somehow or another, you know, I pastored churches before. I've had to do it all. You as a song leader, the clerk, the janitor, everything. But anyway, the van driver had quit. So where'd the van end up? End up my house. So I got somebody else to come over and go and drive the van that morning. And I wasn't used to somebody being parked right behind me. And I will never forget it. That Sunday morning, I got up. I had my suit on. Looked like, man, I was ready to go. And I was ready to go to the house of God. I got in the car. I put it down in reverse. And I heard something say, kaboom. I looked at Lisa. I said, did I do that? I said, well, did I just hit that tree? She said, I don't think it was a tree. I looked up, and that lady had come and gracefully got the van and drove it that morning. Guess what? I had to walk up to church that Sunday morning and tell her I'd done her vehicle. I said, Lisa, hit your car. I know how to pass the buck. I'm going to tell you that. Ask Junior. He works with me. But I'm saying today, I said that to say all this. It don't take much for us to lose focus naturally, does it? It really don't. One thing, we got so much stuff on our mind now. Man, we do. We got our job on our mind. We got the family on our mind. We got church on our mind. And listen, sometimes I don't even know how I get home every day. So it's easy to lose focus naturally. But it's the same way spiritually. It's the same way spiritually. Now, I'm just going to be, can I be in the flesh for just a minute? Thank you, brother. Amen. They run me off, it's me and you. That's right. But just in the flesh. Listen, Brother James Payne, you know, James knows me as good as it. We're like brothers. But Brother James, you know very good and well. If me and Brother James have been on top of that wall, and we've been working all day and sweating all day, building that wall, and them jokers down there making fun of us, they're left there with a busted mouth. James would got them. But Nehemiah, the reason they didn't get angry, the reason they didn't come down and take matters in their own hand is because they had said, hey, we got to stay focused on the job that we got. There's a job that we got to do. We got to stay focused on it. Amen. Don't lose focus. Don't lose focus. He said, we've got a mind to work. The Bible said every one of them was in their place. Every one of them doing what they're supposed to do. They refused to lose focus on what God had had them to do. Amen. Three things I want to give you right quick like. So, preacher, what do we focus on to help us stay focused? To help us stay focused. You know, they come out with everything now with those cell phones. I get my work truck. It automatically goes from my phone to the radio. Ain't that amazing? Amen. I may be going down the road. I used to make fun of them people that talk going down the road. But now I am one. But them things, it's amazing to me. But three things today that I want to look at that we got to stay focused on in order to be focused on what God would have us to be focused on. Number one, we got to focus on His love. We got to focus on His love. Brother Dennis taught us something this morning in Sunday school on the love of God. We got to stay focused on His love. Listen, the world don't love you. Your enemies may not love you, but you can rest assured there's one person that does, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you. So if you're here this morning, you feeling lovable, hey, man, I got good news for you. Jesus died just for you that we could have life and have it more abundantly. So in other words, today, when I began to get discouraged, when I began to feel defeated, when I began to lose my focus, I just start focusing on how much God loves me.
Amen.
It's amazing. It's amazing how much He loves me and He loves you. Knowing God's love for you and I, His love reaches past the comprehension of our mind. It reaches past the comprehension of our mind. Amen. And that helps us to stay focused. But I'm glad through the Holy Spirit of God, we get to see a little insight of His love. I'm glad of that today. So in other words, today when we begin to lose focus, just thank God how much God loves you. Just think how much God loves you. I like what the Bible said in Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 14. Look at what it says here in the scripture. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 14, He said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Lord, unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then drop down, if you will, and look at Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 17 through 19. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 17 through 19, He said that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith that you being rooted and grounded in love. Look at verse number 18. He said, may be able to comprehend with all saints what it is, the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. Look at verse number 19. He said, and to know the love of Christ. To know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. Boy, to know God loves you. To know God loves you. He's got you. We're safe and secure in the love of God. Amen. We're protected by that divine grace, that divine intervention of the Holy Spirit of God. The day I got saved, I became part of His family. Amen. Thank God. I've got royal blood flowing through my veins. Amen. Amen. Listen, every day, I'm a child of a king. Amen. Listen, and my Father, not only is He the owner of a cattle of 1,000 hills, but He owns the cows, the hills, the grass, everything else. He owns it all. I'm telling you, there is no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. I'm telling you today, when I begin to lose focus, I get focusing on how much God loves me, and then I begin to change my whole outlook on what I'm looking at today.
Amen.
Changes your focus. You begin to think about, boy, God loves me. God loves me. Amen. And we begin to focus on that, things begin to turn around, Brother Michael. Things begin to change and go better for our direction. We begin to think about how much God loves us. How much God loves us. So when we're beginning to lose focus, and He said don't lose focus. When we begin to lose focus here in Nehemiah, we know Nehemiah knew the love of God. He knew the love of God. And then number two today, and we're going to get right through it. Number two today, we not only see that when we begin to lose focus, will you at least agree with me there's times in your life you've lost focus? Sure we do. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of honor and glory of God. But there's times in our life we've lost focus of our love that God has for us. Number two, not only do we see that we focus on His love, but I believe sometimes when we begin to lose focus, we'll focus on His power. If we'll focus on the power of God, if we'll focus on the power of God, we got to realize our strength comes from God. What did David say when the giant was trying to get him to lose focus and he was trying to get him to focus on how little he was? He was wanting to get him to focus on how weak he was. Old David looked at him and said, let me tell you something. Spirit of the sword, I don't come to you like that. He said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Amen. They tried to put all that armor on him. He said, I don't need none of that. Right. Amen. He said, that ain't even been true. That ain't even been proven yet. So in other words, today, when the devil begins to show us our imperfection, how weak we are, let's show him how big God is. Amen. 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 Let's show our problems how big God is, how strong our God is. The love of God. Amen. Let's focus on His power. Amen. From God and not of ourselves, because let me tell you, you don't have the strength to fight the fight. There's no way you'd ever have the ability to face the things that we face every day of our life without the power and the anointing of Jesus Christ. So we got to learn today to focus on the love of God and focus on His power. On His power. We sing that song, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. Amen. But our power is not, it's not within me. Our power is limited. Our power is limited. But through God, through Jesus Christ, there's an unlimited supply of the power and the anointing that He has for you and I. So in other words, today, let's don't look at our power. Let's look at the power of God. Let's look at what not necessarily. The devil wants you to look at how weak you are. The devil wants you to look at, you can't move that mountain. And we may not can, but through Christ Jesus, the Bible said, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen. Thank God, we do have the power. We do have that power. And that power is in a relationship with Jesus Christ today. He keeps us from losing focus. So when we focus not on how weak we are, but on how strong He is. Not on our ability, but just our availability. That says, Lord, You take my hands. You make them what You want them to have. Lord, You take my feet and you prepare them for the gospel. You take my voice and You use it for the honor and glory of God. That's what I'm talking about. Lord, it's not in my power. It's not in my strength. When the devil comes and he tries to blind me, and when the devil comes and he causes us to lose focus, let me remember how strong and how great You are this morning. Remember the power of God. Power of God. The power is so strong that He says, live and we live. And die and we die. Amen. He gives life and He takes life away. It's the power of God. The power of God that told the sun this morning, said it's time to shine. Man can't do that. Man can't do that. He's the one that will tell the sun to go back behind the horizon and the moon to come up tonight. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. That's the power of God that soaks up the water and the clouds begin to bear the water and it begins to fall down. That's all God. That's the power of God. And if He can do that for them, can't He do that for you and I? It was the power of God that made a donkey speak. Amen. It was the power of God that did that. And if He can use a donkey, He can use you and I. Amen. Amen. So in other words, today when we begin to lose focus, and all of us do it from time to time because of the cares of the world, because of what we're going through, amen, and the enemy tries to attack us from within and from without, just remember how strong God is. Remember the power of God. Amen. Listen, then number three. Let's look, before I go to that, look at Matthew chapter number 19, verse number 26, talking about focusing on the power of God. Matthew chapter 19, verse number 26, he said, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men, this is impossible. With men, this is impossible. That valley you're in, it's impossible to get through it. That struggle you're facing, it's impossible to get through it. But he didn't stop there, though, did he? Talking about the power of God. If we'll focus on that one part, what does it say? But with God, he didn't just say some things. He didn't just say, well, the little bitty things. But he said, with God, all things. All things. You know what that word all means? Everything. That's all. That's all of it. There is no more, no need for any more. That's all of it. So in other words, today when the enemy comes and he causes us to lose focus, just remember the focus on God's power. Focus on God's power and how he can strengthen you and how he can supply you and how he can sustain you. It's God's power. He said, through God, all things are possible. With man, it is impossible. But if we'll focus on the different things, we'll not lose focus. Don't lose focus. Nehemiah and them built the walls back. They built the walls back in the city. They could not be tore down because God had done the work. Number one, let's focus on his love. When the devil comes in and he begins to try to dim our view, tries to derail our train, just focus on his love. Just focus on his love. Focus on his power. That's where our strength comes from. Then number three, this is what I have to focus on most of anything. Not only did I focus on his love and focus on his power, but I'm going to tell you what I have to focus on. I have to focus on his forgiveness. I have to focus on that a lot of times. Because, listen, I don't know how it is with you, but with me, Satan loves to show me my imperfections. Amen. Have you ever went into those stores where they sell sackets? You know what a sacket is. Amen. Some of y'all need to get a life. Sackets. You go in the store and, you know, you might buy a short sleeve shirt, but when the other sleeve is this long, that's a sacket. But you know, I have been in them places and you find good deals. It's just got, but every time you go in there, you're not looking for a good deal. You're looking for the flaw. You're looking for the flaw. You pick that sweater up and you're looking to see if it's got a nick. You're looking if the right sleeve is longer than the left. You're looking if it's going to do this. That. You're looking for the flaws. Michelle, that's exactly the way the world looks for you and I. Does it not? It wants to find an imperfection in Brother Junior. Well, let me call time out right there and just go ahead and tell you. There ain't nobody in this building don't have imperfection. There ain't nobody in this building don't have a flaw. Or I say that for my part. Every one of us have it. And Satan tries to cause our focus to get dim, tries to derail our train because of our imperfections. But you know what I tell the devil when he tries to throw them imperfections at each one of us? Amen. I just remind him of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I just tell him, you know what, devil? Those sins are gone. They're under the blood of Calvary. Amen. He washed them things away into the sea of forgetfulness. He put a big old sign out there that said, no fishing. Amen. Thank God. He said, never to be remembered anymore. So in other words, today, when the world begins to look at us and they begin to look for flaws, they look for that imperfectionist, you know what I do? I just tell them about the forgiveness of God. Amen. I think, boy, I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. Ain't you glad of that today? Listen, don't lose focus. Don't lose focus. But we must dwell on his forgiveness. I'm forgiven. You're forgiven if you've got the blood of Jesus applied to your heart. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood. But what the blood cleanses, he said it's from all unrighteousness. Amen. Thank God today. Don't lose focus. God had called Nehemiah to go back to build this wall around that city. It had been destroyed. There's a lot of people today, their lives have been destroyed. They're totally destroyed. But if you'll focus on Jesus Christ, He uses the broken things. Ain't you glad? That song Brother Gary sang sometime, He don't throw the clay away, but He molds it over and over again. See, I don't know about you, but I know about Jeff Hulsey. Brother Jay, see, he's still working on me. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. I'm not perfect yet, but one day I will be. I will be. So what I'm going to do while I'm here is I'm just trying to keep my focus on Jesus Christ. For I know without a shadow of a doubt, He's coming back to receive us. He said, if I go away, I will come again. I will come again. Brother Robbie, come with a verse of his song. There may be somebody here this morning, the devil has caused you to lose focus. He's caused you to lose focus. Listen, you know what we need to do today? Just come unto Him. Just come unto Him, and He'll give you that you stand in need of. Amen. Can you see better today? I want you to leave here today being able to see a little bit clearer. I want your focus to be a little bit better. Why? Because we got to focus all about what He has done. You focus about He loves me. And we focus about the power of God. And we focus about His forgiveness. I tell you what, it'll turn your day around. It'll turn your day around. When we begin to think on, He said to think on these things. Joy and peace and love. All these things. It changes your outlook. It really does. You're here today and you've lost focus. You've kind of looking a little dim, kind of looking through and everything, looking darkly, just come to Calvary. You can get it refocused. Every once in a while, I have to wear these things. I used to didn't have to wear them at all just to read. Now I have to wear them all the time. But still, every once in a while, Brother Michael, I have to go to the eye doctor. He'll say, well, I got to make them lenses a little bit stronger. Just a little bit stronger. Got to adjust them. And when I do that, boy, it kind of gets clear. So that's what I want to do this morning. I want to adjust your vision just a little bit. Amen. Let's don't so much about looking at yourself. But let's look at Jesus and what He can do for you today. Let us stand together. Brother Robbie. Don't lose focus. What about it today?
He loves me, He loves me, He loves me, this I know. He gave Himself to die for me because He loves me so.
What about it while these are singing?